Hello, and welcome to this edition of A Quick Pint. Now, moving on from our Sada Marin video the other day, I would like to talk to you today about something which a number of you have asked me about. And fortunately, it's something that I've actually published an entire encyclopedia article about in the Encyclopedia of Evolutionary Psychological Science. And that is the issue of fellatio, or oral sex, or playing the pink oboe. What is the evolutionary dynamics of oral sex? Now, fellatio is defined as the oral stimulation of the penis towards orgasm. It derives, of course, from the Latin word fellatus, meaning to suck, and it is a common form of foreplay and also a sexual end in itself. The fact that it has been documented among animals in ancient societies and among contemporary small-scale societies would, of course, imply that it has some evolutionary purpose. Flying foxes are known to engage in fellatio. Sex lasts longer between fruit bats if the male is first fellated. The Indian Kama Sutra, written in the 1st century AD, explores the subject of fellatio in some detail. The author believed it was practiced by promiscuous women and that it was ritually unclean and those that engaged in it should be shunned, but nevertheless he does talk about it. Homosexual fellatio is depicted on the Greek Attic red figure, Kylix, which is dated about 510 BC. Anthropologists have recorded fellatio among assorted tribal groups. The initiation rite of passage of the Sambia of Papua New Guinea involves prepubescent boys aged between 7 and 10 daily fellating older males and swallowing their semen because of the belief that they can only obtain their own semen this way. So fellatio can be found in all kinds of societies. Now, a number of studies have looked at the benefits of fellatio. The first benefit is that oral sex makes fertilisation more likely. According to one study, fellatio-related foreplay increases the degree to which the penis is lubricated and increases the size of the erection, it increases the length of sexual intercourse, heightens the secretion from the pituitary gland. And so all of these factors that the study argues increase the likelihood of successful fertilisation. Secondly, the same study found that the saliva may reduce the risk of passing on certain sexually transmitted diseases to the mother. So it ensures a healthier mother and healthier offspring. Third, research has shown that when women regularly swallow her partner's semen, so not just fellate him, but actually swallow the semen, her immune system becomes used to it, and this makes it more likely that the mother's immune system will accept the proteins in the father's semen. And it's been found that many miscarriages or preterm births occur because the mother's immune system treats these proteins in the fetus as foreign, enemy bodies. And indeed, it has been found that 82% of women without preeclampsia, which is a condition marked by high blood pressure during pregnancy, during which women can lead to miscarriages and preterm births and whatever, 82% regularly practiced fellatio on their partner. But only 44% of women with preeclampsia regularly practiced fellatio and swallowed, I should emphasise, on their partner. So fellatio ensures that you are more likely to get, and swallowing, ensures that you are more likely to get pregnant by that particular man, that you are more likely to have offspring by that particular man. And so in that sense, it can be regarded as a K-strategic thing. There's no point wasting time on fellatio if you're just having sex for the sake of it and with lots of men and hoping that sperm selection will do the rest. If you want to get pregnant by that particular man, then of course swallowing his semen is going to help. So it seems to me that if a couple go to a doctor and they say, oh, we've been trying to have a child for a year with no success, one of the first things the doctor should say is, well, have you been fellating him? And if she says no, then it's obvious what she needs to do. Now, fellatio appears to be evolved in part, as I say then, because it is associated with fertility and health. One study proposed other ideas. One is infidelity detection. So women may wish to fellate their partners in order to try and work out subtle signs that they've been sleeping around. In a context of poor cleanliness, it's possible that such cues could be picked up via tasting the penis. Another study found that both men and women reported being more satisfied with their relationships if they had more oral sex, and the length of the relationship was moderately inversely correlated with frequency and length of oral sex. Thus, part of the purpose of oral sex would appear to be bonding. Indeed, giving oral sex within a relationship has been shown to be positively associated with agreeableness and therefore with the capacity to feel strong bonds. So there are some religious dimensions to fellatio. There's the Sambia, who I mentioned earlier. In addition, the Manchu people of China, a mother shows affection to her son under the age of two by kissing his penis and putting it in her mouth. But I mean, otherwise, I guess these are sort of weird outlier things. In general, what is being demonstrated is that fellatio is seemingly an expression of some kind of K strategy, that you fellate in order to bond strongly with the individual and thus get pregnant by that specific individual, rather than, you know, just get pregnant by anybody. So it seems to me to be a K strategic trait. And the fact that it's practiced in other animals only goes to demonstrate that it's not some human perversion. It has clear evolutionary advantages. So I hope that's been of interest, and I will see you all soon. And tally-ho.
Hello, hello, hello! The Jolly Heretic is an online public house which meets on Mondays and Thursdays at 7 p.m. UK time, 2 p.m. New York, in which we discuss the kind of based, fearless science which is increasingly expunged from our woke joke universities. If you would like to help the Jolly Heretic public house, and there are many ways you can do so, please, please, please become one of my patrons on Subscribestar. Also, if you want to, you can donate to the channel using Odyssey and Entropy, and you could also purchase Jolly Heretic merchandise, such as shirts and mugs. All of the links are in the description. Again, I'd be most violently grateful if you could assist the Jolly Heretic Public House, and I will see you all soon, and goodbye!